Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, hi, this is Coach Lalisa, and I got some exciting news for you. So don't go away. Keep that radio dial locked in. Good morning. Blog Talk Radio, how y'all doing? And, you know, this is Wednesday, so we have today Mr. Versie Walker, who will be coming to you in just a moment. But we're switching formats here just a tad bit. So for those of you who can take the courage, you like excitement, I want you to dial in right now, 347-945-7991. 347-945-7991. And you could possibly win yourself 1.5 hour free one-on-one coaching session with me if you call in. But you got to call in now. You only have we're down to about 8 minutes altogether. If you call in the next 8 minutes, you got 8 minutes to call in. The call-in number, 347-945-7991. Well, I'm telling you, it is going down. It's going down. We got some great stuff coming up for the month of July. The book Release Your Power is the featured book for the month of July for the Women's Empowerment Book Club. Now, the Women's Empowerment Book Club meets each and every month. They meet online, and they're also having a in-person meet and greet. And the meet and greet this month, I will be the featured author for the meet and greet for the month of July. But in order to get connected, you got to go on Facebook and type in Women Empowerment Book Club, Women Empowerment Book Club, and the page will come up. You just hit the button, like or friend, or you could inbox me and say to me, if you're on Facebook, you can say, Coach Lalisa, I want to be a part of this group. Send it, and then I will send your name in to suggest a friend. But I can't suggest you if I don't know you, so you got to get in touch. But we are about to skyrocket into a whole new place. So good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. So I'm giving you about just a couple more minutes, and if you call in, I got a surprise for you. You don't want to delay. Pick up that phone right now. Dial that number. We got some hot new things going on that we want to share with you, that we can't wait to share with you. I have some exciting news that I can't wait to unleash on you. Also, for the month of July, for the book club, for the Women Empowerment Book Club, other events are happening. Like, for instance, today, later today, check out YouTube. Go to my channel, YouTube channel, Coach Lalisa, or you can type my name in, Lalisa J. You've got to put the J in, Williams. Believe it or not, there's a few other people with that name. I thought that was really, really astounding. Hard to believe. But I guess someone else made the same mistake my mother made. No, no, just kidding. I'm sure people, they love that name. So go to YouTube, look it up. Later today, there's going to be a powerful message from me on a topic that I'm teaching on. Now, if you want to get into the fun, go to the Women's Empowerment Book Club page and see if you can guess what topic. If you've read the book, Release Your Power, the topic is coming or is based on the theme of the book. So if you can, if you've read the book, some of you have read the book already, congratulations, we certainly appreciate you. If you have not read the book, you want to get the book all this month, you can get the book either through Lady Diana Washington Flagg. You can contact her on, she is the CEO and the founder of the Women Empowerment Book Club. You can get her right on Facebook, and you can get the book right through her. She has copies. If you're in the New Jersey area, she will probably deliver it right to you. But if you're in Washington, California, New York, Atlanta, Alabama, anywhere else, Florida, North Carolina, she will mail you the book. Or you can go to my website. If you go to my website and you order the book will be mailed to you through another source. So either way, you can get this book in just a few days. Or you can literally call me up. So exciting, exciting, exciting. I'm telling you, July. Now, you know what? 4th of July came in the beginning of the month, and we had fireworks, right? Some of y'all were up late on Monday night waiting for those fireworks. You went. Some of y'all went through a lot of trouble to see fireworks. Why? Because it's exciting. Well, that's what I'm telling you right now. The Coach Lalisa show is like fireworks. So, so, so exciting. So you're not going to want to miss an episode of the Coach Lalisa show from now on. So you might as well go on and make a place on your calendar. You know how they say set a reminder. But you want to go, and you are going to be wanting to tell everybody about this show. So for those of you, again, if you would like a one-on-one half-hour conversation with Lalisa, coaching at its best, life coaching, success coaching, relationship coaching, you can win. You can win 1 half-hour free. That's 1 half-hour, not 2 hours, not 3 hours, 1 half-hour. So you got to, but you got to call in. You only got about 5 minutes left. You got to call in order to win 347-945-7991. Now, if you don't call, you don't win, and you try to call me and you don't get me, you'll know why. Because now we're doing things just a little bit different. We are going to be scheduling people for all the coaching time that has been going on, because we've been doing a lot of coaching, just allowing people just to call whenever. But now we're doing it different. We're targeting this, and we're making sure that it is targeted, it is focused, it is directed, so that people can have the best success possible. Also, now you still got a few more minutes to dial that number, 347-945-7991. called Coach Lisa. I'm standing by waiting to hear from you. Exciting, exciting. So I gave you the stuff for the book. Also, don't miss the book club on Thursdays for the entire month of July. Every Thursday from 7 to 10, the Power and Praise radio show is going live, and you can call in, and I will be the featured author guest each Thursday for the month of July only. So you call in. They will be discussing other things, but included in each Thursday, they will be discussing the book, Release Your Power, things like self-investment, self-help, talking about growing your business, growing yourself, growing your team. Companies, this is for you. We've just developed brand new items for the book. Also, there's also a workbook. There's many things that go along with this. Living your dream. How do you live your dream? How do you do that? How do you wake up each and every day ready to tackle the world without grumbling, without complaining? You see, you got to be living in your passion, and that's what Release Your Power is all about. So I'm going to give you just a few more minutes. You got really, 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 I mean, about two more minutes to call in, 347-945-7991. Well, I know some of you are going to be calling in, and you want to get that free half hour of, because some of you don't really know what coaching is about. You really have no clue. And so we'll come back at a later day, and we'll do some teaching on what coaching is, how coaching can help you. And I know we're just a few minutes away. I know Mr. Versi Walker is going to be coming to the line in just about, oh, my God, maybe like 1 second. Hey, he's there. Hey, Mr. Walker, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm actually calling in not for the show today. I'm actually calling in for my free half an hour.
I don't blame you. All right, Mr. Walker. All right.
I want to get my coaching on.
Well,
I want to get my coaching on.
Well, congratulations. We'll be doing this every morning. I'm not sure how long, probably at least for the next several weeks, for the month of July possibly. Every morning when you call in, for the first 10, 15 minutes of the show, you call in and you will get an opportunity for one half hour of free coaching with Coach Larissa, and it looks like you're the winner. So what you'll have to do, I probably already have your email. If I don't, you send me your email address through inbox and Facebook, and we'll connect. And now, in order to claim, it's a contest here. Sorry about that. I forgot to mention that probably. In order to claim your one half hour of coaching, you must answer this question. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Go right ahead.
Okay. Are you ready? This is what you have to do to claim your prize of the coaching. I'm going to give you a word. You're going to have 30 seconds, and the clock is ticking, and I can see it. I'm going to give you a word. And when I give you that word, you're going to have 30 seconds to take that word and make an acronym out of it. Now, you only have 30 seconds, so you got to listen very, very carefully. And then you got to design some acronym. Now, not just any acronym. You know what an acronym is. And I know most people know what an acronym is. So, but for those people who are listening, who don't know, who might want to call in, just so that you know, an acronym is when you use the letters of a word. Like, for instance, the word fear, F-E-A-R. So you take each letter and make a word out of each letter. So the word fear, so for instance, for some people, the word fear, the acronym, they say false evidence appearing real. That's the acronym for the word fear, false evidence appearing real. Now, of course, I'm not going to give you fear because most people know that one. So I'm going to give you something else. Now, are you ready, Mr. Walker? You got 30 seconds. Mr. Walker, did I lose you? Uh-oh. Don't tell me Mr. Walker hung up. Mr. Walker, oh, I know, you're there. Mr.
Okay,
Walker?
Okay. Yes, yes.
I didn't scare you off. Okay,
no,
Mr.
No.
Walker, you got the rules.
Mm-hmm. 30 seconds.
You get 30 seconds to make an acronym out of whatever word I give you.
Okay.
But now here's the trick. Here's another caveat to it. The acronym must be empowering. So you, whatever word you give me, it must be empowering, inspiration, or motivation. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
I know you can do it. He can do it, y'all, right? I know they're all rooting for you, Mr. Walker. Okay, here we go. The first word, for the first time this has ever been done live on any show, this is the very first time right here on the Coach Elisa Show, empowerment at its best. Okay, the first word, Mr. Walker, are you ready?
Yes.
You're ready. I think you're ready. The word is power. P-O-W-E-R, power. You got 30 seconds and the clock is ticking.
Okay, power. So then people overcoming whatever resistance. Hold on.
Yeah, you got a few more seconds.
Let's see here. Okay, powerful outcome when energy is released.
Woo! Yay! You did it! Oh, my God. You know what? If I had some hands right now, I'd be clapping all over the place. Awesome. You did it. And you were under the pressure, too, Mr. Walker. Congratulations. You did it. Powerful outcomes when
energy. When energy is released.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that. So you are a winner. Congratulations.
Now, this is what I'm going to do. Because I know some of our listeners, you know, they're a little groggy. They still are tired from the 4th of July weekend. They're doing things a little sluggish this week. So I'm going to actually turn this gift over to whoever calls in by the end of the show.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to give a gift to someone else because I don't want to be greedy. See, I have access to you where others may not. So I don't want to be greedy, you know, and I know the fundamentals. I know the importance of being coached. If nothing else, this last year has taught me the importance of that. Even when you look at boxers, you look at the athletes, these guys are at their pinnacle. They're at their optimal best, and it's because coaching. They brought the talent. They brought that to the table. They brought the initiative, the energy, and the ingenuity. But the coaching is what identifies those weak points or those points that could, you know, have you defeated before you even begin. And so I understand the value of that. So I would like to share that gift with someone else. And so, again, kind of we're sluggish and just a little still in the 4th of July mode, I'll give that gift to whoever calls in by the end of the show.
Well, that's what we'll do. Whoever calls in by the end of the show, if I see your phone number lit up on the phone boards, I will definitely contact that person, that the person can contact me, and we'll make an acknowledgement of it before the show is off. And make sure you stay tuned to the whole show, because at the end I have another awesome, powerful announcement that you don't want to miss. So with that being said, congratulations again. Congratulations also for helping someone else out and turning it over, and now you can take it away.
You know what? Thank you so much, Coach. Thank you so much. This day, like any other day, is a phenomenal, fantastic day. Not sure what that was. But another phenomenal, fantastic day. You know, one, to be able to be alive, to breathe, to be in the midst of all this wonderfulness that's coming from the universe, that's coming from the oneness with God, you know, the vibrations in the ether, the consciousness, the understanding of where we're supposed to be as we're championing our way. Really appreciate it. And for calling in, so good morning, for tuning in. happen until you're 45, until you're 50. But time is, you know, the one thing we surely don't want to waste, because, you know, time is the only one constant, and it's constantly changing, and we don't know when our time is up. So we want to value and respect time, but time is still that component that can still be by your side. You still have an opportunity to do great things, people. So I'm, as always, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to feel the energy from you, Coach. I'm excited to know that someone, somewhere, may be listening to the words that we're speaking and enjoy it, but get so much out of it. And I know every day we can't touch everyone in the same manner, but everybody's going through something. There's some trials and tribulation. There's some excitement that people would like to share or have a hand in. So your half an hour coaching session is right on time. It's giving someone an opportunity maybe to see the hurdle that they constantly are running into as opposed to running over or running through. And you can help that person maybe change their ideology, their way of thinking, the way of presenting themselves to the world, and command back what they should deserve and or want to receive. So I'm for that. I applaud that. I applaud you. Once again, many thanks to the listener. Thanks to you, Coach, each and every year. I'm sorry, each and every day and every time I'm on, how you allow me to come on and share my experiences, my thoughts, and hope, again, of helping someone else reach their goals, to get off the couch and do something and become those viable entities. So I thank you. Now, I truly hope that everyone has had a wonderful 4th of July. For me, it was bittersweet. Great, you know, my kids and spending time with them. I enjoyed it immensely. I guess, you know, that's the sweet part always. For me, the bitter part would be, once again, I wasn't home, and I'll say home, you know, back in Chicago. There was someone who actually had a post of the Taste of Chicago, which is one of the events that we do each and every year in Chicago. It's on the lakefront, and all of the participating vendors and food suppliers and restaurants, you get to sample each and every one of those. So places you go to often, and places you didn't even know that existed in the city, you get there. But you also bump into and you meet, oh, people that you haven't seen in years, people you went to grammar school with. So there was someone who was nice enough to post pictures of the Taste of Chicago on their Facebook page. But, again, my heart sunk. It sunk because I don't have that in my general area. I'm out here in rural area of New York. And we don't have that, and just that camaraderie, just the opportunity to be back home. But it was great. There was no injuries. My family is healthy. My neighbors had a good time. I went visiting. So another great year, another great time. And as I'm looking at the clock and calendar, it makes me kind of go into a lull, because I'm at a different place at this time of the year. I'm even feeling some of the symptoms of the fall. There's early morning allergies. There's mist on the grass, and that just lets me know we're getting back into the fall, even though we've just embarked upon the summer. But I'm still happy because I'm in season, and I know you people are in season as well. For today, I want to actually touch on the topic of vows and promises. And I do mean those in both the traditional sense. And I can't help but think of you, Coach, when I'm talking about this, a woman who has been married for 25 years, a woman who had adversities in life and told herself at some point in time, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something with my life. And I don't know, was that as a teenager? Was that as a 5-year-old, impressionable in kindergarten? Or was it as a 35-year-old lady who said, you know what, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. But it happened for you, and it happened for so many other people. But the reason I keep coming back to you, because of the relationship you and I share and the conversation and the communication that you and I have, And I've heard you say things, but I've seen you do them. Because, see, it's one thing to tell something or say something, but it's a totally different level of commitment when you do it and follow through. Right now, we're actually at the end and the beginning of a new day. And what I mean is that we've just left behind the first half of the year. And we've now entered into the beginning half of the second half of the year. Now, I know that when we entered the first half, many of you started this year out, much like each and every year, with those New Year's resolutions, with those things that we look to accomplish or achieve, with those hopes and dreams of a better year. I know for myself, I was so optimistic with this beginning of the year, what this year would bring with my business and what those attributes or those contributions would do for my household and for my family. I remember talking to Coach and telling you about the process of having a mentor slash book publishing arrangement. I had three open slots at the beginning of the year to help someone who wanted to present their book to the world, giving someone kind of a leg up from my experience. And I don't know all, but I've had some knocks, some bruises, and some successes, and wanted to, you know, deeply share that and convey that with others and let them know how they could achieve their dream with less work, but more importantly, with a friend, with a mentor, with a coach, someone by their side who's been there and done that. And I opened that up to anyone who wanted to. And the disappointing part that happened for me is because those in which I trusted with my time didn't value my time. I gave great information. I gave time. I was going to be the guy that you can call on Sunday if you had a great idea, not like any other publishing company. As you know, on Friday at 4:30, Coach, they shut down and they open back up on Monday. So anything that you want to go over with or share with, you wouldn't have been able to do that. But with me, you could have. And those people, again, disappointed I guess let themselves down because of what I was attributing to or giving to them. They didn't value that. And so you wind up getting disappointment. So I refocused myself because I had resolutions. I had promises and vows that I made to myself, and I wanted to follow through with those. So I then turned the chapter and began writing the second book. But I felt something. I felt in my heart that there was more to my first book that wasn't completed, knowing that I was 2 years older, 2 years wiser, and just maybe some element I didn't punch hard enough or I didn't drive a definite focus to, and wanted to revamp that. So I built relationships. I built a beautiful relationship with a new editor. This woman has such a passion. She, too, made a vow somewhere in her life. She, too, made a promise that she would respect and love the King's English, that she would, you know, look at words and let those words jump off the page. So I then put down my second book. Now, I'm 125 pages into that book. I put down my second book because when I wrote my first book, I left my ego at the door. And for something, it kept gnawing at me, that version, you know what, there's so much more you can do with that first book. So we went in and we dug in and we scrubbed and we enhanced, we added, we beefed up, we changed various aspects of that book to then reintroduce it to the world. When that book comes out in late September, that book will have a new cover, it will have a new title, a new focus and a new direction because of the promise. Because of the resolution I had at the top of the year, if I was going to help others, well, I thought I was going to help them just hands-on, directly, watching something grow, planting fertile grass on fertile ground. Now I'm doing it the opposite way. I'm doing it again through my written words, through my presentation. And doing that is that commitment that oftentimes we lack. sometimes we say things and we only say them to hear ourselves talk with no validity, with no intent. When you told me that you were going to leave your job, coach, your guaranteed secure income, because you still want to follow your dream, and you knew that straddling between those two universes, something had to give, and your heart constantly toiled with that, and every time that you got up and went to work for someone else and wasn't working on your dream, your spirit was not even. Your spirit could not just simmer. Your spirit, like you say, the fireworks, it was too exciting. So you had the excitement, but you knew you were giving it to someplace else and not to someone else who you knew that can benefit. Because, see, you believe if you help one, you help 1,000. Because if you help one person with your words, then they spread those words and those activities and that consciousness throughout the universe, and the others are then helped. See, when someone has a motorcycle accident, because they're out there doing things that perhaps they shouldn't, that incident doesn't just affect them. It affects the ones that they love. It affects that police officer who was maybe asleep at a Dunkin' Donuts, or that EMT who was hoping to go home without an incident. It affects so many others. And so with what you say and what you do and how you act does the same thing. So I'm always encouraged when I see one of your posts, when I see you're living your dream and sharing that with others. That, to me, lets me know that your vows, not just to your husband but to your life, your promises, not just to me but to others, you're more committed to your words with yourself than you probably are with the words of others. You, me, and others remind me of what it used to be to be a friend. What it used to be when it wasn't an acronym, what it used to be when people rang your doorbell to really see how you were doing, when people cared and they knew that there was consequences to their lack of initiative or lack of attention. And I don't mean that you would go out there and beat them up, but their words did not meet with their actions. And so people were internal, they had internal turmoil. Today people say something to you, they'll make a promise, they'll make a vow or a commitment to you about anything under the earth, and will swear for God, if that's how we, you know, talk where I come from, and mean nothing behind it. It used to be they would cross their fingers when they pretend. Now people are pretending and clown you and think nothing of it. So I commend what you're doing and who you are. I commend what you try to help others to become, because that's the most powerful. That's when truly energy is being released and people overcome and they do some great things. When people like you, people like myself, and all the others who are listening. Each year, I know, after, you know, we make these New Year's resolutions, each year we find ourselves making those resolutions of things we wish for throughout the year. And we start out probably with a list of 10. It could be from losing weight to going back to school, vowing to release past hurts and repeat the past. And that's kind of hard. You know, I'm not going to do what I did last year. I'm not going to, you know, be in the same financial situation this year as I was last year. And when we make those promises, we can't just make them lightly. We have to have a plan, because there's a reason why you were in financial strife the year before. And if you do pretty much what you've done the years prior to, you're going to still have those same results. So otherwise, it's just wishing. It's just wishing. For some of you, you've managed to stay on course and made those resolutions come true. Yes, already in July, some of you have lost that weight. Many of you have gone back to school. Some of you have gotten rid of, let me be kind, you've released some of those people from your midst who meant you no good. A lot of you have been on course. Some you may have had to reexamine those resolutions, those promises, those vows. What you first set out to do, you have to now reassess how you'll reach each of those stated goals. It's not just as easy as saying them. It's not just easy, you know, to let go of that long-standing relationship, good, bad, or indifferent. It's not just as easy to walk away. They do it in movies. They do it in a 30-second series or a two-hour movie, and people just walk away and break up, and they become successful, and they bump into each other at a dinner party. That doesn't happen for the great majority of us. There's ties that bind. Sometimes the roots are so deep, we don't know which way they're going. And there's emotions involved. So we have to rethink, you know, what we're going to do to get to our goals. Because if you sat on the couch for 20 years and didn't go to school, it's not just easy as going to fill out that paperwork at the administrative office. You have to do some soul searching, some reexamination, some reassessment to get you to make it, to take that drive, to go and ask the people, how do I have my transcripts from high school or from my junior college transferred over here? There's a process. But the biggest thing is to get up off the couch. The biggest thing is to look yourself in the mirror and remember those vows and those promises that you assign to your life. Because whether you tell them in secret or you tell them to the public, you told, and something hurt you. The universe hurt you. Some of you, you know, have to, you know, have resigned to thinking that you may never achieve those resolutions. Some of the same resolutions, and it's 10 years later, and you still have the same resolutions, nothing different. And then you look around you, and your life has nothing different. Because the vows you made, the promises you gave to yourself and others, you haven't fulfilled. You haven't completed. You haven't initiated. So there's going to be this repetitiveness. There's going to be this consistent, constant, same activity, same behavior, same movement, or lack thereof. I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago about, is something dead? Is it really dead? I told you about the tree in my neighborhood that I know from what I was told in biology and was told by my teacher, that tree is dead, but every year it produces leaves. I told you about the plant in my house that, by the way, I just got rid of yesterday. But the plant in my house, which I haven't watered in over 6 months, but it's producing leaves. So just because you haven't tapped into your vows or you haven't went back and reviewed what you said, maybe you don't even remember that you said it, it is still trying to produce a certain fruit. It is trying to make these things come to bear. It is trying to produce visible manifestation of what you said you wanted in your life, your world, and your affairs. And it doesn't go away, people, until you complete your promise. That's why a criminal who thought they got away with something, even if they serve time for it on their dying bed, they still have something to say because it gnaws at them. And it's not equal, it's not even in their core, in their spirit. And they want to say before they, you know, their last breath, I'm guilty, or you can find X, Y, and Z planted X, Y place. Because they still know that they made a promise at some point in time in their life that they would be admirable. They would have integrity. They would tell the truth. And they haven't. It will age you. It will age you. You will look 10 to 15 years older because your body just doesn't come to alignment with that, people. And just so you know, you still have time. As it relates to this calendar year, you still can go back and look at those promises you made to yourself and to others. You still can make those desires come true. We're in the second half of this year. You still have two more quarters left to clean up that attic, to rid yourself of dis-ease, to change your universe, how you do things, how you act, how you respond, and more importantly, how others respond to you. Coach, I'm actually in a quandary this year because I've been on my school board for 1 year. And for me, I went in blindly. I went in with eyes bucked, anticipating grown folks acting well together. And in some instances, I saw board members behaving badly. I saw things that didn't get done. I saw misdirection. And I'm disheartened by that. I got into it because I was asked to, had no inclination, no desire, no aspiration to be political. I just want my kids to go to a decent school. But in wanting that, there needs to be some involvement from parents such as myself, because there's some parents who can't afford to. They don't have the freedoms and the liberties that I do currently to be involved in their school. And I want to be a voice for the voiceless. I want to help the people see and understand and know fundamentally what their school can afford them and their children, as we're praying for our children to be the next leader, to be the next business owner, to be all these wonderful things. And without a sound education, you lack confidence. If you ever want to see a man shrink, ask him to read and know that he doesn't have the capacity to read. You will watch one of the strongest people in your faith shrink down, become dismantled, become agitated. But when you know that you can read and someone asks you to stand up and read, you have confidence. You have conviction. So I wanted to make sure that every person moving forward in my school district and beyond can have that confidence, can have enough teachers teaching the right, you know, curriculum so they can have a sound education to move forward in this great world of ours. So now I'm in a quandary because we're coming upon a time in which we need to elect a president. And as I said, I noticed and saw board members behaving badly. So out of the group, I don't have too much to pick for or pick from. In my opinion, it's the lesser of the two evils, and I don't want to have that kind of leadership this year. I refuse to sit idly by. I can't be quiet. I can't sit still any longer. And so there's everyone jockeying for these positions, and tonight I have to make a decision. I have to make a decision that, for me, is not easy. I haven't slept. I'm concerned about this, and I'm not that concerned about my car note as I am about this, because 1 year in pain is just that. It's just a year in pain, and sometimes it's too long. I can't stand to have a thorn in my foot for a year. I won't have it. I won't tolerate it. So tonight I have to make a promise. I have to make a vow, and I have to look and say, you know what, I'm not going to vote for you, and these are the reasons why. Nothing personal. But this is what I'm looking for in a leader. But I have to stand and say that. I have to say it with conviction, because this is how I feel. For this to have me so much in awe and in turmoil and just wondering what to do and who to vote for, I may have to vote for someone who just got elected, who has history in with the board, who has history within the district, but he's not very popular. I may have to vote for a woman who people don't really desire as a president, but if the things line up, if the things that we're looking for as a district and as a parent and as board members, I have to go with the fact. It's kind of like Casey Anderson or Casey Lacey, the girl who supposedly murdered her daughter. She got off yesterday. She got off yesterday. They couldn't find her guilty of murder. She was guilty of a lot of things, of lying, of mishandling information, of covering things up, but they couldn't find her guilty of murder, and that's the charges that they were going for. But the facts didn't align. Had they wanted her to go to jail for covering up and for lying, she would be in jail today. But the charges were murder. And so I have to look at it in that same vein. I have to be that discerning. And because of the vows I made to myself and the promise I made to myself, I may have to pick someone who's not popular. And I may not win with my vote, but I'm not interested in throwing my hat in, because I've only wanted to be wealthy. And that's prosperity financially and mentally. I don't need the fame. I still like going to White Castles. I still like washing my own car. I don't need the fame. I just want somebody who's going to be there to produce the results that we're looking for as a community. And you people should be that same way in your household. You shouldn't settle for that mate who's just there because you're familiar with him or her habits, because you guys been through a rough patch and you know that they go upside your head each and every week, either mentally or physically. They ain't been good for you for a long time, and that may be one of the things that should have been part of your resolution. Not that you're going to get a better house, but you're going to get your house better in order. Because you could take the same mess that you're dealing with on a regular basis to a new environment, to a larger house, and still once a week he or she is going to go upside your head, either mentally or physically, because you didn't get your house in order. You can change your address, but you need to change your attitude. You need to change your dimension. And maybe just go back to those promises you made, those as a young child, and have some accountability to make sure that those things come to visible manifestation, and you will rest. You will rest being honest to yourself, making those vows and those promises, but making them come true. You may have to reprioritize that list. Again, you still have time. You may have to reexamine the viability of your dreams, of your desires, of your resolution, so that you're resolute. And again, you need to become accountable to them. You are responsible for making something come to fruition. No one else. No one can block your blessing. No one could teach you life in its totality. They can share with you their vision, their dreams, and their experiences, but no one can teach you life in its totality. It is up to you. And it's always said that lesson in which you do not learn, you will repeat. You can go through the same mess, but if you haven't learned the lesson behind it, you will. You're destined to repeat it. Understand, whether you make a vow to yourself or to someone else, it does not matter, people. Your accountability still stands. In fact, even more so, because your conscience won't let your promise just lie. It will haunt you until you follow through. So stop talking about how well you design the bows and the gift basket for your niece's wedding, and how everybody keeps telling you, girl, you need to do that for a living. And you keep saying, yeah, I think I am. Yeah, I sure am. You're right, I'm going to do this. And here it is 10 years later, 10 weddings later, and you still haven't made this a priority. You're still undermining your potential. It is your responsibility to fall through. Somebody gave you something. They told you, gave you encouragement, spoke something to your world, and you agreed, you latched on to it, but you're not a willing participant in your own life. We have too many of this going on, too much of this going on, where people are dumbing down and numbing themselves through everyday activity, taking drugs, carbonated drinks, 32-ounce cups of coffee, just to pick themselves up so they can slam back down and then talk about it. Oh, I'm so stressed. I can't do this. I'll die without my coffee in the morning. Well, some of us will die because of our coffee in the morning. But we made a commitment to that. We made a commitment and a promise to those maybe toxic behaviors. Why not be so resolute to the grand promise that you made yourself, that you would live better than those before you, and that you would treat others and life, especially your own life, with more value? You would be a contributor. You would be a participant, a conscious, willing participant in where your life is going. And I see that you have, Coach. You've done this before you met me. You've done even greater since you met me. And I thank you because you helped to inspire me. You helped me to stay focused and redirected. And our relationship is still new. Our relationship is still young, and we got more years and more days ahead of us. and I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad for the audience who have tuned in, who dial in, who comment, who participate, who get involved. I thank you. I salute you. So this is your year, your declaration, your year of independence. This is your 1776 and 2011. Hang your flag high. Watch your stars shine because you deserve it. And those around you, you owe something to, whether you believe it or not. Pay it forward, but pay it back. Remember, there's been sacrifices to get you to where you're at. There's sacrifices to get up to do what we're doing here each and every week. And we love to do it. But there was a vow. There was a promise to do what we did and do what we do, and we don't take that lightly. And neither should you. Neither should you. If you commit to that job, go to it every day. Even if you don't like what's going on, you made a commitment to that boss, to that organization. Follow through. And when you no longer want it, make the agreement to say, I'll let you know when I'm no longer satisfied with this and we can part ways, and do so. Don't tear down. As you say, you're building up. You can't do that. It doesn't work. It's unequal. It's uncharacteristic. It just doesn't work, people. So with that being said, Coach, again, I thank you. I thank the listeners. I hope everyone had a great 4th of July weekend. It was phenomenal for me. I hope it was phenomenal for others. And we still have some great days ahead, and we still have enough time to make our promises, our vows, our dreams come true in this calendar year, in 2011. This is the beginning of a new decade, people. This is the time in which most millionaires will be created, either through multi-level marketing, through inventions and ingenuities, or just hard work and determination. This is your season. There's no reason why not. You know, you can't be where you want to be and become who you want to become. You can change it. You don't have to go halfway around the world to become somebody new. A lot of women do it every day. They wear those wigs. They come out with a new wig and say, hey, I'm new again. Men do it all the time, throw on a new suit or a new pair of shoes, and they're new again. You can reinvent yourself on a daily basis and become happy with what you see. And with that, again, I turn it back over to you, Coach. Thank you, everyone, and God bless.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Always inspiring, empowering. You know what? That's right. You can live your dream. You can live with passion. You can just do it. And I think Nike said it best. Just do it. No more procrastination. No more waiting around, wishing and hoping. But we're going to show you how to do it. We're going to teach you the steps. It's not that hard. We understand. I understand that some people, and I know you understand, Mr. Walker, that some people, they just need you to show them the way. Show them the way.
Right.
And that's why we get up in the morning to just show you the way. You can glean one little thing out of this. This just takes one little spark to burn down a whole forest. One step. Begins the journey of 1,000 miles. So it's awesome, and you just keep going. So we're excited. Like I said, I got some exciting news. Again, thank you, Mr. Walker, for that, you know, powerful, inspiring message. And people, I really need you to take it and run with it. And many people are. As we know, Mr. Walker, so many people that have been listening to this show. I don't even want to call out the names of people because I know some people are too, sometimes they're a little, you know, hey, people are a little shy. You know, they don't always want you to know that they're launching out. But, hey, I launch out, I let it be known. I make it plain to people at what I'm launching. Okay? Some people kind of quiet with it. They're on the down low. They're doing new things. Some people doing things they never did before as a result of listening to this show. So we appreciate and respect everyone's privacy. But I could give you names upon names upon names of people whose lives have changed dramatically since they've been tuning in to this show. And so we thank you, Mr. Walker, and you keep inspiring people. You're doing great work right here. But I want to get my great new news to you. We do have a caller that won the prize. We do have a caller that won the prize from Mr. Walker. So let me just...
Hello?
I believe that caller was on, was listening to music, but that caller did, caller 609 area code. If you can hear me, then you definitely won that 1.5 hour of coaching. Mr. Walker called in this morning for you, so he passed it on to you. So if you'd like to claim your prize, just hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, or you can send me an inbox. So that's caller with the area code 609.
I was trying to talk so positive and so smooth for so long that they would have forgotten that I gave them something. No, but good job.
We got a few callers, but first caller that showed up, so they get that prize.
Exciting
news. Are you ready?
Drum roll, please.
Oh, Mr. Walker, this. I almost can't even give it out. It's so exciting, but I'm going to give it out anyway. Like I said, for the month of July, we are exploding. I talked about it in the beginning of the show. There were fireworks everywhere on Monday night. People were all over the place looking at fireworks. Well, we got our own fireworks going on because this month it is exploding with the book Release Your Power. So what I want to let you know is that I want each and every one of you to join me on my, that's Coach Lisa, join me on my very first ever, get this, media tour. Media, yes, and it's launching this Tuesday, July the 12th. So you got to stay tuned to find out where we're launching. It's going to be a virtual media tour, so you'll be able to do it from wherever you are, but you got to stay tuned to find out where we're launching, and I'll give you the whole rundown, but we're launching on July 12th, so if you tune in to the show, July 12th in the morning, Tuesday morning, I will give you the complete rundown. If you go to my Facebook page on that day, you'll get a complete rundown. If you go to my LinkedIn page, you'll get a rundown of the dates. If you go to Twitter, if you go to my Meetup group, you will find out we are launching my very first media tour. I know people have done them before, but this is the first time I've done that. We got places scheduled for you, and I've chosen to do this because I know that there are many people out there who would love to. I would just love to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I want to single you. I want to see what is on your mind. What do you have to say? I want to meet you. Not going to be face-to-face yet, but we're going to do it online. I want to talk to you specifically about your goals, about your dreams, about how you're releasing your power, about so many things. I want to tell you everything, but just stay connected to the tour. It's going down in just a few days, July 12th. Don't miss it. First ever media tour that I've ever done. So that was my exciting news that I have. Again, congratulations, Mr. Walker, who won the prize for the person on the 609 area code. Don't forget, later today, to connect with the Women Empowerment Book Club and find out what topic I will be discussing on YouTube every Wednesday for the Women's Empowerment Book Club. I will be discussing a new topic, and you can go to the Facebook page, and you have an opportunity to guess what do you think the topic is. If you've read the book, Release Your Power, you might have some idea for what the topic is going to be. So each and every Wednesday, we'll have a different topic on YouTube discussing from the book. So we're just doing it. Oh, Mr. Walker.
Getting the job done. I mean, that's great.
Oh,
great.
We're doing the first ever Coach Lalisa Media Tour, launching on July 12th. You don't want to miss it. It's going down. We have topics for you. I don't want to tell you too much. Just be there. I don't want to tell you what all we got, but guess what? We got a lot. Be there July 12th. Tune in, and we'll tell you what's happening, where it's going down, and you'll be able to tune in. So we are officially off the air. Mr. Walker, congratulations again, and, you know, we'll talk offline, but I just want to close out the show. We'll see everybody right back here tomorrow morning. We got for you tomorrow, so make sure
you... Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. but we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.